I don't know how many times I messed
Love
up your name.
Hope
Yeah.
Radio.
Okay, you guys, what's going on? This is your girl, Jenna Cherie, and welcome back to GSL Radio. If you need to know what GSL stands for, anybody that knows me knows it stands for G-Spot Live. That is my name. That is my brand. Remember it. Learn it. Okay, so it's been a minute, you guys, since I've been on live, but I'm going to catch everybody up, and we're going to recap from the last time. I do believe we talked about crazy things that people have done the last time around. Hey, Kyla, what's going on? I am operating off of two different sites, you guys. So if you guys are leaving me a comment and I don't get to it quickly, I didn't dismiss you. I'm looking at two different phones. But we started off talking about crazy things people did last time, you guys. We talked about the crazy girl with the gorilla glue in her hair. I think we did like a recap of what happened with her, how she made it bigger. Oh, you love the hair. Thank you. She got a deal out of this. A doctor came in and helped to get the glue out of her hair. So we went about that. We also talked about the crazy old lady that was spitting on people and what we would do, if that happened to us. So tonight, there's like a few topics that I want to talk about, things that have been in the news that that's been on my mind. Hey, Stephen Mills, what's going on with you? Did you guys see, T.I. and Tiny has been in the news. So that's one thing that I want to talk about, you guys. Also, I know everybody's seen the movie Coming to America 2. I just kind of want to recap that and get your guys' thoughts about that and what you guys feel about the movie. There's been a lot of different comments and different feelings about the movie, and I'm really curious of what people think, especially if you was around when the first movie came about, and I'm pretty sure everybody's seen the first Coming to America. So there are different reviews, mixed reviews, and then, of course, I've seen it, so I'll give you guys my own review of what I feel about it as well. And then there was another topic, you guys. Good. I'm happy you're great. At the end of the show, I do want to give a shout-out to all the women. Yet again, today is Women's Month. And if you are a woman in power or have their own company, go ahead and leave what you're doing and what your company name is, your website, and if you have a website or anything that I can give you guys a shout out on so people can find you. I know there's a few women that I gave a shout out to earlier on Facebook. So if you guys are doing anything, just throw that out there and I will be good to leave it on the comments, and I'll get it out there for people to know what you guys are doing, where to find you guys, and all that good stuff. There was another topic, you guys, that I wanted to talk about. I can't think of it. So when I do, I'll jump in and say that. So Coming to America 2, let's start off there. So I watched it, and I'm not going to lie, I kind of fell asleep on some of it. And then when I woke up back up, it was like kind of toward the end. There were some things that I did like, and there were some things that I didn't like. So, first I like how they brought some of the people back from the original, like the twins that were rapping, in the nightclub. I kind of like the fact that they brought that, those two back. I liked seeing some of the originals, the girl that was supposed to marry him at the beginning and the first one, and whatever you like. I was happy to see her in there. Teyana Taylor, she was in there. I kind of got mixed reviews about her part. Beautiful, beautiful woman. I really do love Teyana Taylor. I love her music. Her music is actually on my radio. But I was kind of conflicted about her part. If you guys are feeling some type of way about that and you guys want to jump in that conversation, go right ahead. But I didn't like how they made her part like just like the other woman. I think that they could have changed it just a little bit. And it was more of her, it was like a selling sex to me. And this is just my opinion. If you guys have one, jump in and we can talk about it. So I wasn't really thrilled about that. I was excited at first to see her on the movie. And when I heard that her name was in there, but they brought some good people in there. I was okay to see, what is his name? He played Blade. What is his name? Oh, Lord, I'm a mental block. But I liked his character. I like how he played that. So he did a good job with that one. I love the woman that played, the comedian that played the mom. I think she did a very good job in that role as well. So I was happy to see her on film. And I remember when she was in the article, she was in the news, and it was sometime back, but everybody like ripped her apart, like just tore her down, that she looked like a monkey this, and she was like very, very ugly, blah, 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 blah. But she stood her ground, and I remember the clashback that she gave to people that was coming for her, and I liked the fact that she stood her ground, so it was nice to see her on film and playing that part. I think she did a very good job. Wesley Snipes, that is his name. I got it, y'all, Wesley Snipes. I liked his character. I really did. I thought it was nice to see him in a different light. He was smiling. He brought his character to life, and it was funny. So I'll give him that. I like that part. I could have did with less of the singing, and that's just my honest opinion. But overall, would I have seen the movie in theaters? Probably not. But I did like the fact that they brought it from then and now, and they kept some of the characters, added some new characters in there. I do like the fact that the son went and married, so that was a good part, too. I like how he went back to New York and took her with her, blah, blah, blah. So overall, good movie. What do you guys think? Like I said, how are you? I'm doing good. I'm blessed. I'm living. I'm here. I can't complain. So shout out to you. How are you doing? As well, I hope everything is good with you. Trying to watch both of them. Okay, so moving on from that, if you guys haven't seen the movie, I encourage you guys to see it. I'd like to see more of the feedback and see what you guys think about the movie. So I went across an article, and it was talking, I don't know how recent or how old it was, but they're talking about T.I. and Tiny, and they were talking about how they're in trouble for forcing a woman to sleep with Nelly. So, and I came out, I was just like, you know, I was listening to it, and I was just like, something just doesn't seem right about that. I don't think Nelly needs to force anybody to sleep with him. And I don't think T.I. and Tiny has that much time on their hands where they have to take a young lady and force them to sleep with someone. But that's been a topic for a lot of celebrities, a lot of musicians, rappers. You're starting to hear more and more and more of this. And if it is true, shame on them, and whatever happens to them, then so be it. But if it's not, like, I think there should be some type of repercussion to the person that's making false allegations towards somebody. And is this person really, did it really happen, or are they looking for a come up? And it seems that, you know, there's a lot of people that are making false claims just to get their 15 minutes. So I'm going to dig deeper into the story because I'm very curious to know, like, where that is going to go and if what truth it has with it and what prompt this woman, and I was going to say young lady, but she's clearly a grown-ass woman, to come out and make allegations like that. And is this the first time that we've heard something like this coming from T.I. and Tiny? And do you think that there are more celebrities out there forcing other grown-ass women to sleep with people? And can you force a grown woman to sleep with somebody else? Did she willingly go and put herself in that situation? Like, there's so many questions that is unanswered. But of course, the media is just going to give you like one piece of it and then let people decide whether they're going to go with or go against. So if you guys know about the story, I would love to hear from you guys. And if I need to be corrected about something, jump in and let me know. Or just tell me your thoughts about it, period. Because this is not the first time that we've heard celebrities, rappers, singers being in the limelight for supposedly forcing someone to do something. Like I said, I have my own opinion about it, but until we get the right facts out there and we know exactly what's going on, I mean, all we're left with is our opinion. So if you guys have one, jump in at 516-387-1939. You guys, I am so sitting here trying to be calm and collective, but my back is really killing me. Like, I don't know what I was doing. I felt like, no, this is what happened. I look young, right? Yes. But at the end of the day, like, my body is saying that you're 40 and stop acting like you're 20. So I'm going to try to get through this as with a smile on my face because, look, but my back is, like, really, really bothering me right now. So let's see. My Instagram. You guys, I'm not going to be on that long tonight. I just want to come on and say a few things that I was looking at or things that I was reading in on Facebook or what different spot. I really need to lay down. I think I need a margarita or a shot or something. I think that would be really great. And then just lay down. So, Harrison, hey, how are you? Terrell, hey, how are you? Chase, you're watching. Anthony Clifford, you're watching. Hey, you guys, what's going on? If you guys are just tuning in, we are talking about Coming to America 2, and we are also talking about T.I. and Tiny and the allegations against them with them forcing a young lady to sleep with Nelly. Have you guys heard about it? Did you guys have an opinion about it? If you do, give me a call at 516-387-1939, or you guys can leave it in the comments, and we can go from there. I have my own opinion and my own revelation, as you would say, about the topic. But I'm going to wait and see what other news comes out with it, what else they're going to say about it. And then we can do a recap of the situation. Hey, Anthony, what's going on? So, yeah. What else do we have for tonight, you guys? It's like, is it Monday? It feels like a weekend. It really does feel like it's a Friday or a Saturday. My other topic, and I told you guys I had another topic, but I didn't know, I forgot for a second. So this is brought to my attention tonight. So we're talking about you dating someone and you moving in together, and one person is a clean freak OCD and the other person is not as OCD. Could that make or break a relationship? Could you break up with somebody because of that? Because they're not as organized as you? Does that make or break a relationship? I think it can. I think it's kind of annoying for OCD people. And everybody out there that's OCD, get it together. Like, it's kind of annoying for you guys to have every piece of anything always in place, can't be touched. Like there's a lot of energy, for one. I'm clean, but I'm not an OCD. I'm not, like, everything has to be so in place or your house looks like a show house and nobody can move or walk around or breathe correctly. Like, I just can't see how you guys do that. So somebody told me that it would be a good topic. So I'm going to throw that topic out there as well. Would you break up with somebody if they're OCD and you're not I understand not being clean and keeping a dirty house. No man wants to be with a woman keeping a dirty house and vice versa, so I get that. But is it a make or break? Another topic, is it a make or break if your spouse, if your spouse makes less money than you? That also came to my attention this week. Is that a make or break? Can you deal with someone that makes less money than you? Is that a compromise? I have my own opinions about it. I know I've seen that on Facebook. Somebody else, Dorian, I think his name was Dorian, had left a comment about that. Can a woman appreciate a man or respect a man that makes more money than them? And of course, I had to say something. I jumped in and I was just like, you know, some can and some can't. Some women will be okay that their significant others make less money than them. Some will not be. Some will be frustrated and down the man and call him out his name and think less of him. I don't think there are some women out there that cannot respect the man that makes less. But there are some women out there that can. There are some spouses out there that are okay with the man making less, as long as they're contributing in other ways. If, and this is just my opinion, if the woman is making more money than him and he doesn't do anything else, he doesn't contribute with the kids, with the household, cooking or keeping the house clean or what, I think that would be a problem. So, but that's just my opinion. You guys can jump in and let me know what you're thinking. Hey, Michael, what's going on? Hey, Rahamit, what's going on? For anybody that just joined, we got a few conversations going on. I said I was only going to do about the two or three, but we got a few conversations going on. For people that are just joining, welcome to GSL Talk Radio. We are talking about the American, Coming to America 2. If you guys seen it, what are you guys' thoughts about it? Are you guys with it? You guys are not with it. You guys like some things about it. Then you like none things about it. We also are talking about T.I. and Tiny and how they've been in the news for forcing a woman to sleep with Nelly. So if you guys know about that, leave your comments in there too. Or you guys can call me at 516-387-1939. We also throw the topic out there about OCD people. Because I'm dealing with an OCD person. And then we also talk about if your spouse makes less money than you. Like, there's so many topics tonight. You know, we're just catching up for the time that I haven't been on. We're just going to throw it all together. Was that Michael? I can't really see Instagram from this. Hey, Michael. Hey, the Bale 21. Did I get that right? Because I really can't see. I should have my glasses on. That's a whole nother topic. But what's going on, you guys? Thank you guys for joining. Anthony Clifford, Chase is still on there. Chase needs to be on there because you are the OCD. But that sparks a good conversation. And what prompts you to be OCD? Like, where did you get that from? Like, where did it click for you that everything had to be Chase Carter? Like, where did your OCD start? Have you been like this since you were a kid? Did it start when you was an adult? Like, where did this come from? Is there any relaxing it? Curious to know that too. So I see that you're watching. If you want to leave a comment in there, you can. Pretty boy Floyd 22. Hi, what's going on with you? Thank you for joining. So those are the topics tonight, you guys. So I got like 25 more minutes left. Tonight's going to be a really been since I was a kid. Oh, great. So you've been giving people hell since you was a kid. I can see that though. I really can. And I think it intensified since you got older and now you're set in your ways, which is driving people insane. So there's no pushing, there's no changing it, there's no nothing. I need a lot of wine dealing with this. He said he's been like this for a kid. So What were your thoughts on the Coming to America movie? Indeed, I am. Yeah, you are. What are your guys' thoughts on Coming to America movie? Chase, did you see it? Have you watched it yet? Mr. Gibson, hello, how are you? Come on, I'm waiting. Indeed, I am. So, my Instagram people that are coming on, have you guys seen Coming to America 2? And if you have, what are your thoughts about it? Haven't seen it yet. Okay. Have you seen any parts of it through commercial, any advertisements at all? If you guys haven't seen it, go watch it. It was okay, but I would have been pissed if I watched it in the movie theater. Okay. So, and that's how I feel too. Like, I feel like if I would have went to the theaters, I would have been kind of pissed off. So I'm happy I watched it at home, but something that you didn't like about it. I'm normal. What do you mean you're normal? I have not. I look forward to it. Definitely like to the first one. Yeah, I definitely like the first one too. The second one was okay. I don't think I would have went to theaters to seen it though. There was things in there that I did like, and there's things in there that I didn't like. And as much as I like Teyana Taylor and I love her music, I think she's a beautiful woman. She does have acting skills. I really didn't like the part that she played in the movie. I didn't like some of the singing that was in the movie. And the reason why I thought this would be a good topic is because there's been a lot of heat. A lot of people have been saying a lot of like bad things about the movie. And I was just like, well, people have their own opinion about the movie. I don't think we have to like the movie just because it's the second of Coming to America and it's a black movie. I mean, it's okay to be black and say that we do not like the movie. I don't think people should be ridiculed for not liking the movie. It was okay. Too commercial, and Eddie was totally different from the first one. Okay, well, so you think that Eddie Murphy was totally different from the first one. I felt a little bit of that, too. I felt like it was more, he was less African in his voice and talk and stuff than he was in the first one. But, you know, again, that's just my opinion. But definitely, it was a must-see at-home movie. It definitely was. I think watch it one more time. So the part that I kind of fell asleep on, I wasn't asleep too long, though. But I did fall asleep, so I caught the end. The ending was okay. I did like the ending. But I'm going to watch the movie one more time and stay fully awake this time just so I can, anything that I did miss, and then see if I have a different outlook on the movie. So, yeah, I'll definitely do that. Makeup by Yaya. Hey, girl. How are you? I've missed seeing your face. So I can't wave, so I'm going to wave right here. But thank you for coming on. If you guys are looking for a makeup artist, hit my girl up, Makeup by Yaya. She's amazing. She's on Instagram and on Facebook for all the ladies that need your makeup done. So go ahead and check her out. So what do you guys feel about the T.I. situation? Is it just another situation that we've heard already before, or is it something that we really need to take in consideration that this woman is accusing them of forcing her to have sex with Nelly? And do you think that Nelly needs someone to force someone to have sex with him? So that was the other topic. So you guys can chime in on that and tell me what you guys think about that as well. So I don't really think that Nelly needs anybody to force him to have sex with him. I don't think T.I. and Tiny has time on their hands to be forcing no broad to have sex with him. I'm really curious to know how the situation went down and what the girl did to put herself in the situation. And I'm not saying if she put herself in a situation that she deserved what she got, if the allegations are true. But if it is not, pretty much had the same storyline as the first one. Give or take, yes, it did have the same storyline as the first one. Some things were different. I was kind of shocked when they brought the son out and, you know, and they went back to New York to get the son. So, you know, they never showed that piece of them in the club where he met the mother. So I kind of thought that was kind of interesting. I do like the fact how they put the young lady wants to start her own barbershop and cut hair and things of that nature. And they were saying how the women weren't allowed to own their own businesses in that particular region. So I kind of like the feel of that, how they were trying to change that and empower women to have their own businesses. And considering this is Woman of the Month, yay, I thought that was a good piece to the movie. I thought seeing all my people and on screen like that, I liked the fact that he opened the door and he gave Black actresses and actors the time to be on film, especially in the pandemic. I do believe they were filming at Tyler Perry Studios at the same time that Will Smith and Martin Lawrence were filming his movie. They were all together there at the same time filming, so I thought that was pretty cool, too. One day, Tyler Perry, I'm going to be on your studio, too. Ow. So that would be cool, too. One of my fabulous people had just chimed on. Hello, my sister, Lanisha Tamplin. What's going on with you? Thank you for chiming on. If you're just coming on, you guys, we are talking about Coming to America 2, and we are talking about the T.I. situation and how you guys felt about Coming to America 2. Do you guys love it? Do you guys not like it? Are you guys in between? Is it just a movie that you could have seen at home where you'd be happy to go see it in the theaters, yada, yada, yada. And then any of my women that are watching, listening, or what have you, if you guys have your own businesses, put it in the comments so I can know what they are and so I can give you guys a shout out. And especially you guys are offering a service, real estate, makeup, hair, whatever your business is, just leave it in the comments and so people can know where to find you and what you guys are doing. Let's help uplift other women since it's Women's Month and get other people's businesses out there. So you guys, I know if you're thinking that my show could be a little more hype, you are absolutely right. And once I lay down, because my back is killing me, I feel so much better. So next time, we're going to have all the hype in the world because I'm going to feel so much better. But if you guys are on the comments, just leave them and I'll read them and I will respond. If you guys have anything to add or if I need to be corrected about anything, you guys can definitely leave that in the comment as well. If I've misspoken, definitely jump in conversation and let me know. We can talk about it. We can correct me. But that is my opinion on the movie and my opinion on the T.I. situation. We'll definitely get some more updates on that and see where that story goes. If the allegations hold up, or is this woman trying to get her 10 minutes of fame? We're soon to find out. We hear a lot of celebrities getting accused of sexual things and all kinds of stuff. Some of it is true, and shame on you for that. And some of it is not true, but it can leave like a damaging reputation for someone to be accused of allegations that are not true. So I'm hoping in T.I. and Tiny's case that it is not true and none of that happened. And this broad is just salty. And if it comes out that the allegations are not true, should the girl have repercussion for it? And I think she should. I think any person out there that is accusing someone of sexual assault or anything that is that's not true, I think they should have a repercussion. I think they should go to jail for it. I think they should stand in front of a judge. And you're willing to take away somebody else's life and freedom over a lie because you're bitter or whatever the case may be, I think the same should happen to you. I don't think women should be able to get away with batting their eyes and these fake-ass tears and accusing men of sexual anything, and it's not true. And when it comes to it, them finding out that it's not true, they get to cry and say they're sorry and go about their life. Why the man has to pick up the pieces, and everywhere that person goes, they're going to look at that. And people just don't understand when you accuse somebody of something that it isn't true, that it does follow them. They can go through the court system and the judge can find them not guilty. Everything can come out that they did not do it, but it still leaves that cloud over their head everywhere they go. And me being a woman, I don't jump on the bandwagon just because I'm a woman. If you're out there accusing a man of doing something that he did not do, shame on you, period. I don't respect no shit like that. I won't respect anything like that. I won't stand in your corner because you shouldn't be lying about shit like that. Sorry for the cussing, but that's just how I feel about it. I'm tired of men being accused of shit that they didn't do. Now, if you were accused and it's true, then cut your dick off, okay? I'm okay on that. And anything that comes your way, that's exactly what should happen to you. But there's too many women out here that are crying fake tears and crying wolf, and the shit isn't true. Because you're mad or you still got feelings or, you know, things didn't turn out the way that you thought they were going to turn out, and now you're making up the story. Or you're broke as shit and you're trying to get this, go after this person for money. We see that shit all the time. So if that's you, no. I can tell you right now, I don't fuck with you with that. I don't agree with it. I will never agree with it. But like I said, if you are guilty, then I think your dick should be cut off. So that's where I stand on it. So if anything else comes out, then we'll see. I definitely want to know, you know, where this stands. And we'll see. And are we really going to get the whole story? I don't know. But I definitely continue reading all the articles and getting as much information as I can to see what really happened and what's really going on. But that's my thoughts on it, you guys. We're winding down time. Like I said, this is going to be a short video. I need to go lay down. Your girl is in pain. Anybody that knows me knows I can tolerate pain very much. So when I tell you I'm hurting, yes, I'm hurting. So, hey, Isaac. I know you were live not too long ago, and I didn't get a chance to go live with you, but I know, leave me an invoice. Leave me a message or something the next time that you go live, because I do, I see your posts and I see some of the things that you talk about, and I would like to catch one of your live shows. So next time you go live, leave me a message in Messenger and I can chime on, and we can definitely check out one of your shows. So shout out to that. Shout out to you, Isaac. And I like things that you said on your Facebook. So next time you go live, just let me know. All right, you guys. So thank you guys for chiming on. I don't know where I get the chiming on word from. That's just like my word. But thank you guys for coming on. If you guys want to follow any of my content, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/GinaCherie, G-I-N-A S-H-E-R-R-I-E. I will be putting on another show. You guys, I have a comedian coming on the show, so I'm really excited for that. I'll let you guys know when and what time we're going to have him on the show. I am working on a special guest, so I don't want to give that away too much, but I'll let you guys know who my special guest will be very, very soon. So keep that in mind. What else? Oh, you guys can follow me on my Instagram and on my Facebook, GSL Talk Show Radio, and then GSL _ radio for Instagram. If you guys ever want to be called into my show, you guys can call 516-387-1939. If you guys have a topic, if you guys have anything that you guys want to talk to me about, you guys go ahead and leave that in my comment as well. If you guys want to be a guest on the show, don't hesitate to reach out to me because you can do that too. Like I said, blogtalkradio.com/GinaSherie, GinaSherie, is where you can follow the talk show. You guys also know that I have my R&B radio station, hearthis.at/GSpotLive. You guys can definitely go there. Great R&B music. I got some old school on there. I got some new school on there. So you guys definitely go and check that out. Hearthis.at /GSpotLive. I don't know what's going on with me. So definitely go there, you guys, and listen to some great R&B music. I have almost 90,000 listeners on that station, so I'm honored for that, you guys. Thank you guys very much. I just appreciate all the love that I'm getting in my radio and in my talk show, even my podcast, you guys. That has taken off, too, and I'm very excited about that. So all my links are in there, so follow me, follow the show. I really appreciate you guys. We got a lot of exciting things coming up, so just stay tuned. And I appreciate you guys. Shout out to all the women and all the men, Women's Month. I'll shout out to that too, you guys. Peace, love, and happiness. This is your girl, Gina Sherie. Gina Sherie, my back is fucking killing me. Oh, that was hard for me to do. Okay.